This is Dr. Minhas. I am going to dictate the neurology consultation on a patient name. Walter Sutuk, WALTERSCITUK, date of birth 0403-1944, date of appointment 6-16-2025, requesting physician Jonathan Waldman, JONATHANWALDMAN, MD. Dear Dr. Waldman, I have the pleasure of seeing Walter Sutuk today in my office. I appreciate you involving me in his care. As you know, he is 81-year-old right-handed Caucasian man who was in LS Hospital due to increased fall. His MRI of the lumbar spine shows multi-level lumbar spinal stenosis and moderate to severe compression fracture at L1 to L4 and moderate at L5 without retropulsion. He is having pain and feet drop left more than the right. His left foot drop is for years. He came to the office in a wheelchair. He is having weakness of the lower extremities, with the physical therapy is improving. He has edema on the right lower extremity. Past medical history. Spinal stenosis, wedge compression fracture of the lumbar spine, contusion of the right great toe with damage to nail, colostomy, essential hypertension, primary vascular disease, spinal stenosis, history of neoplasm, past surgical history, none, allergy, no known drug allergy, medication, amlodipine, aspirin 81 mg daily, gabapentin 300 mg daily, nystatin, rivaroxaban 2.5 mg, 2 times daily, calcium, Aleve, Simethicone, acetaminophen, social history, does not smoke cigarette, he used to smoke, he drinks 1 to 2 beers every night, about 2 times per week. Family history, father deceased due to cancer, mother deceased, one brother, one sister. Review of the system, I personally review the general skin, metabolic, endocrine, eyes, ear, nose, throat, pulmonary, cardiovascular, gastrointestinal, neurologic, psychiatric and musculoskeletal system. I found out that he is having weakness. In the legs, physical examination, blood pressure 110 over 70, heart rate 72, respiratory rate 16, lungs clear to auscultation, heart S1, S2 regular in rate and rhythm, abdomen soft, bowels on present. Next upper, there is no carotid bruit, there is no jaundice, cyanosis, but edema of the right lower extremity present. Neurological examination, patient is alert, awake, oriented, time 3, speech, no aphasia, no dysarthria, pupils are equally reacting to light and accommodation, extraocular movement intact, there is no facial asymmetry, tongue is in the midline, hearing is decreased on the right side, finger to nose, no dysmetria, there is no pronator drift, there is no rigidity, no tremor, motor system examination, strength, five over five in the upper extremities, lower extremity 4/5, deep tender reflexes 2/4, plantar responses are flexor, bilateral lower extremities, feet at the ankle 2/5. Sensory system examination revealed decreased vibratory sensation in the feet. Gait, he came into the office in a wheelchair. Assessment and plan, 81-year-old right-handed Caucasian man whose history and examination is suggestive of following neurological problem. Number 1, neuropathy. Number 2, lumbar radiculopathy. Number 3, history of fracture. Between L2 and L4 and L4, please rewrite again. Severe compression fracture between L4 and between L1 and L4 and moderate at L5. Number 3, multi-level lumbar spinal stenosis. Next paragraph. His history and examination is suggestive of neuropathy versus lumbar radiculopathy. I would like to do the EMG, but patient cannot lay on the table and he has a swelling in the right lower extremity. Continue the physical therapy. Thank you again for asking me to see this patient. I would like to see him back in my office. For as needed basis, I will advise to check the blood test including B12, folate, TSH, hemoglobin A1C, RN and total iron binding capacity. Thank you again for asking me to see this patient.